Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay.
This is a dumpster fire.
This room is not great today.
No.
Is there a gas leak or something, do we think?
I don't think they've ever closed that up. I think it's just constantly been on.
Because I feel really loopy today.
I've been slap happy for the past week.
But you took a long trip and you're not coming out of it. But
no.
I have whatever the ick is that's going around.
Yeah.
And so I'm just hanging on by a thread. Here, as a total side note to what we were going to do here, I believe I'm controlled by everyone but myself. Because our boss said, I had the ick and I feel a little better today. But our boss is oh no, man, it took me 3-4 days to get over it. And now I'm convincing myself that I feel worse. Why would you tell somebody that they're not out of the woods? It's like you're a cancer doctor and somebody's like, I'm having a great day. So, not according to your chart, you're not. You're dying faster than ever. Why would you do, because right now I felt really good till I saw our boss. And he's like, oh no, you're not out of the woods yet.
And I'm, what?
Now I feel like crap again.
I was also not feeling good, but I came out of it. It was 12 hours. So yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Doing great.
I'm on 36 hours of... Anyway, so what we are going to talk about are 10 relationship rules for men. And I thought we could just kind of gloss over this list and figure out why one of us, one of us can't shake his perfect wife off of the line, and I'm just driving a boat through a wake of dead bodies. Just nothing but paperwork and wives behind me. Woo! Number one, relationship rules for men. When you're in a relationship, don't act single.
Am I supposed to agree? I agree, yes. I agree with that. I always find that weird. Because it's I always thought dating multiple people, whether you're a man or a woman, it's weird to me. You already have a relationship. Why do you want another? Just have one. Put all that energy and stuff into the one you have and just make one better.
Thank you.
What series of iPhone do you have?
I have the Motorola Razr.
Oh. But when you had an iPhone, what one did you have?
I think the 12. Yeah, okay. So you got old that one.
I have 15, I think. Is that the newest one?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
The newest one?
Uh-huh.
But you trade in your phone. You get rid of the older one, though. You don't just keep
them. I know, but you're thinking about, you're always thinking about getting another phone, though, aren't you? Aren't you always just
No. I wonder if the Razr's pretty cool,
this phone here. I wonder if there's another phone coming out. In September, they usually release new phones. And in June, they have the conference or whatever. And I'm thinking, if I can just make it to June, I'll find out who the next phone is.
Makes sense as to why you have two divorces.
You've been with men who do that. And I also think
that's where my situationships are.
Because they just want
end.
You.
Yeah. Because I put in
the next one.
Exactly.
Now, here's the thing. I thought it was cute, my boyish behavior. But then when it's happening to you, it's not as funny.
It's terrible. Thanks.
This one's stupid. And we just talked about this recently. Don't let the lady walk on the side where the car's at.
Mm-hmm.
But it's dumb, Aaron.
No, it's not. It's really cute.
He can't stop a car.
No, but it's just the thought that counts. And like, I had a guy literally grab my waist and like move me over. And it was so smooth. It was so like just, it was hot.
Mm, yeah.
But
it's a good way to cop a feel.
But it's.
And you're against it?
But you know it's not real. I guess we're just duping you. We're making it seem like we're chivalrous and like we're going to take the bullet for you. But we can't. If a car's coming, if it hits us, we're going to launch into you and you're dead too.
It's not even just about like a car hitting you. What if it's raining, there's a puddle, he gets all the splash. I don't know. There's just other things. It's cute. I like it.
So
keep doing it.
So you think that's a genuine?
Oh, absolutely.
Don't act single. It's obvious. Yeah. And I don't think I really act that way. I think I did for a good... When you were in a band, you had to act that way. It's like you're on stage and it's like you got to be attainable.
It's a different lifestyle.
Yes.
Than what I currently live, for sure.
But like with the lady on the inside, I did that for a long time and then I realized the futility of it.
Do it again because it's so rare now that it's almost extra great.
Act your age, be mature. She wants a man, not a little boy.
Yeah. Mm. I'm okay with like a little bit of a silly goose, but you got to be.
I struggle with this one because the only way I was able to land my wife
100%.
Is kind of funny, right? Yeah. I can make her laugh.
Yeah.
But then eventually it's like.
If you mature up, you're alone.
Right. Well, but then also,
other quality do you possess?
Oh, no.
Here's the thing. The quality of being funny. Eventually you reach the point where she says this to you. Is everything a joke to you? And you go, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
But like if you flip the switch, she's going to be like, remember when you were fun?
Yeah, I know. So I'm stuck.
So. It's all about balance.
It's not about balance.
It is.
Not when it's your defining characteristic. Like, I feel like T-Hack is in a very precarious position. Like, if he turns the funny spigot off, he's going to borrow my boat. You're going to need...
Yeah,
I have lawyers. I have everything lined up for you, buddy. There's a few more here. Understand yourself and learn to differentiate love, lust, possessiveness, revenge, and blind desire.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do you think you... Do you think I have a grasp on that or no?
No. Because
Let me try this again.
No.
Can I finish the sentence?
No. We've talked about how you love the chase. And that's part of the lust, possessiveness. And then once you get it, you're like, all right,
I'm going to need a bigger boat.
Oh my God, Aaron! I can hear you!
Yeah, good.
All right, we're only halfway through the list. We'll get to the rest of relationship rules for men if I survive.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The life of a diabetic. Sorry.
So
this reminds me so much. I remember when I was a kid, there was a kid like younger than me who had diabetes. He was diabetic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he would like get to stop basketball practice and eat a Snickers. Because yeah. it's like my blood sugar. And I was like, what about, that seems like I want that.
So we were in the middle of 10 relationship rules for men. And we want to get to the rest of the list. But
I need
first,
a snack.
Aaron has to eat sugar. Like, I'm like, the song is fading. And Aaron's like, oh, I'm honking on Bobo. What are you eating? A Bobo thing.
Yeah, it's a great PB&J. They're gluten-free too.
Okay. So don't adjust that dial. That chewing is real.
Yeah, we're just keeping Aaron with us.
All right. So your relationship rules for men. Let me just recap if you're just tuning in. When you're in a relationship, don't act single. Mm-hmm. Obvi. Don't let the lady walk on the side of the street where the cars are, which is stupid.
Hot.
Act your age. Be mature. And then learn to differentiate love, lust, possessiveness, revenge, and blind desire. What we've discovered in the four that we've read so far, my divorces should have been obvious to anyone mm-hmm. with even an ounce of... Next, don't apologize unless you know why you're mm-hmm. apologizing.
Mm.
No, but as a guy, sometimes we just... It's a default. Sometimes you just got to go, sorry. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm.
You take a shot in the dark. Yeah.
That's a toss away. I don't want that.
It's not
I
a toss away.
You
you're obviously upset. And I'm sorry for whatever you're upset about and whatever my part of it would be.
So I want you to understand.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't have to understand why.
You do.
I don't, though.
Mr. Divorce, you do.
Do I?
Yeah.
Can it just be like, I'm sorry?
No.
How about this? I'm sorry you feel that way.
No.
Hacks over there going, That's not a good one?
No, I don't think so. No.
Then what? So you have to actually,
sometimes it can be confusing.
You have to actually pay attention and listen and understand and be a caring person. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I caught you at the front. Now I'm just hungry for peanut butter. Okay. So always know what you're about. But do I have to explain it? Do you need the, like, I'm sorry for the following three things?
It's kind of like your therapy things where it's, you say, like, this is what I think you're saying. This is what I'm understanding. It's that.
Yeah. You're working together. So you're working together to reach to a...
Do you really want to be in a relationship where you have to do that non-destructive communicating thing? It's called something like non-combative, where it's like, at the end, it's like after you've talked and made your inane points...
My eyes just rolled so hard.
That eye roll.
I felt it.
I remember.
My occipital lobe felt them back there.
There's divorce lawyers gathering outside the studio. Like, you're not even married anymore.
Then I'm supposed to say what I hear you saying is.
Yes.
And then you get to say whether or not I got it right.
Yes.
But like in a real relation, like if you're meant to be together, I guess what I'm saying is once you're down that path, where you're having to like, I hear you say, you just get a divorce. Like,
somebody's
gonna pull out of that death spiral.
The vows.
No.
That's
Trust me.
All right.
They're just suggestions. Okay. So you think that one's a good one, Tiak, apparently.
Yeah.
Learn about bid for attention. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
We gotta learn.
Well, I mean, bid for, like, so. Does that mean like you have to like?
Is that almost
find
like
a reason?
Oh, it's an attempt to connect with somebody by seeking their attention, affection, or other positive connection. So does it mean you should seek their attention, and also you should be aware that they might be looking for you to validate them or give them some attention?
So it's basically just pay attention to your significant other.
Apparently, but we found a new Gen Z way of saying it.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't expect them to call you all the time. The phone works both ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that happen to you in situationships?
Sometimes. Because the situationships are a game. I feel like in a real relationship, I know someone right now who has literally complained about how they want to be flirted with more and they're in a serious relationship, but so does the other person. So it's like one of you needs to step up and do something.
You both want the same thing.
Yes.
But nobody's...
Correct. It's dumb.
no one wants to cave first.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this isn't the Spider-Man meme. Just like
that's honestly what it feels like. And I'm
that's
a third
so
party.
Stupid.
Poor Aaron. Now you got to flirt with both of them.
Don't treat your lady any different if you're alone with her or mm-hmm. with your buddies.
Yeah.
Mm. God.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Are you good at this? Yeah, because you're. Yeah. You're just.
She makes me look good, so I would never. I.
And also, you're just. Don't take this wrong. You're just not manly. Like you don't do.
He's not a frat bro. He's not the type of person to do that.
You're not into sports. Like if there was a bunch of dudes at your house watching sports, you wouldn't be like grab. Hey, you grab some beers. Like you just wouldn't do.
No, no. I call that not having friends.
So you would do that if anyone else on the planet liked you. Don't spend more than 2 years dating her if you don't plan on marrying her.
Yeah.
That's a huge one. I think so many dudes are just time wasters. It's like free milk. I don't have to buy this cow.
That's terrible.
No, but that's the phrase. No, I know. I wasn't saying, and I don't believe in that. You know me. I'm long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like.
That's good. I think a lot of times relationships go on to, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Yeah. Final one. Don't text women one-word messages.
Okay.
Here's the deal. That's two letters, and I can beat it, because in the last divorce, I would just send.
No.
Okay.
How dare you?
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.